With the Amazon's enormous growth from a garage startup in 1994 to an entire digital ecosystem, many would expect huge profits, and yet the profits are consistently small. Why? Ever since its launch, Amazon has had a consistently flat rate of profits, with the revenue going up, and yet investors still love it, and the shares went from $23 in 1997 to $378 today. Again, why? Because of their long-term plan of growth and gambles. Let's see their money coming in or their revenue breakdown. Amazon discloses it in three groups: media, electronics, and general merchandise, and other, mainly Amazon Web Service revenue. Now, where does that money go? One, Amazon is funneling it back into itself. Their capital expenditure, or CapEx, is consistently growing. It's the money invested into buying or upgrading long-term investments like buildings and equipment. Just look at the picture and compare CapEx, free cash flow, or FCF, which is the money company makes after maintaining and expanding its asset base, and operating cash flow, or OCF, the cash they make as a result of normal business operations. The most visible example is the growth of physical infrastructure, in this case, more distribution warehouses. And two, Amazon is always investing in new products such as Prime Instant Video, Kindle, Amazon Studios, and Amazon Fire TV. In short, Amazon clearly shows that profit isn't their only objective. Amazon shows that with the right mindset and long-term strategy, you can conquer the world.